say amen. Amen. It's good to be here this morning. Good to see you and those that are visiting with your fathers and things like that today. We certainly appreciate you coming and worshiping the Lord with us. Amen. Let's be much in prayer for those that are still out sick. Remember Brother David Watts? He had to leave during Sunday school, got sick. So remember him in our prayers today. Then CESTs, he's got some surgery coming up Tuesday. So remember Brother CE in our prayers. And just so many to pray for. Still remember Sister Liz and them's family and others that the Lord knows all about. Remember a young man that I coached in basketball back when Andrew and Cason was coming up, 15 years old, Kamarian Washington. He was killed in a car wreck this week. So remember that family, just 15. I can't imagine what they're going through. And so remember them in their prayers and others that the Lord knows all about. Let's remember Vacation Bible School starts tomorrow. And I appreciate these that are over Vacation Bible School. Stephanie and them always do such a wonderful job. And let me say how much I appreciate that. If you've never been over one of these, you know, that you need to try it sometime. Amen. You couldn't pay me to do it. I'm just honest with you. Amen. At least in the job I've got, I can send them home. And but, you know, church, you can't hardly do that. But I appreciate everybody that worked so hard for it and in it and to get it prepared and everything for next week. Amen. So we appreciate that. I won't be any just by the uplift of the hand. Amen. The Lord knows all about someone else.
I want to ask everybody to remember Paisley.
That's your Peggy.
Bless
your heart, Peggy. Let's remember this. Amen. No one else. Let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around. Also remember Granny Smith. She fell and had to be carried to the hospital day before yesterday. And so remember her in our prayers too. Brother Mike, will you lead us?
Amen. tried to do this for Sister Carolyn. You know, Father's Day is a very special day, but we all need to stop and think about our Heavenly Father. Wouldn't none of us be here without Him. Y'all just pray for us, and I hope it's a blessing to somebody. Well, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. No, there ain't no
thank you.
One more verse. Play me one more verse. Amen. You're blessed, Vicky. Amen. Turn your Bible to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter number 1, the very beginning. Amen. Psalms chapter number 1, reading through verse number 1 through verse number 3. Let me say once again, it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad there's a better day coming, ain't you? Amen. A lot of us, our fathers are done gone on the other side. And, you know, I had to go to the graveyard to talk to mine yesterday. And but one day after a while, there's going to be a better day. Amen. We will see our loved ones face to face. Amen. Thank God. And we're looking and excited about that day to come. Now we got a work to do while we're here, and we're going to finish our work. Amen. Then we'll do like them. We'll cease and rest from our labors. Amen. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Psalms, verse number 1, chapter number 1, I've had this scripture upon my heart this week, and really the first part of it, amen, and I just can't seem to get that phrase out of my head and my heart, so we'll do that, do the best we can today. The Bible said in Psalms number 1, in verse number 1, he said, blessed is the man, thank God, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But look at verse number 2. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. Verse number 3. And the Bible said, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll move Jeff out of the way. Lord, for a little while that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, I realize that I'm nothing. Lord, but you're everything today. God, I pray. Lord, that you'll give us the strength, Lord, God, to stand one more time. Lord, we ask, God, that you'll touch. Lord, every man, woman, boy, and girl. Lord, heart that's here today. today. Lord, we ask all these things. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If I had a message, brother, I want to preach on today, Brother Michael. Be on this right here. Blessed is the man. Amen. Blessed is the man. Today being Father's Day. Listen, we like this scripture. He said, blessed is the man. Listen, neighbor, as we read here in the doorway to the book of Psalms. Listen, the word blessed simply means this right here. It means to be happy. So in other words, today he's saying, happy is the man. Listen, our blessed is the man. Listen, listen, whose ways acknowledge the Lord, his path and direction follow him, nor does he sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this do he meditate there day in and day out. Blessed men, happy. But I think there's a deeper meaning out of this word blessed today. Neighbor, that we mean, I believe it means to be deep-seated. I believe it means to be comfort, satisfaction, and happiness. Neighbor, today, listen, I like that. He said, blessed is the man. Our here is happy is the man. And he gives all these traits, neighbor, that go along with it. Listen, all these directions that he says this man here in the book of Psalms, neighbor, has all these characteristics. They have all these traits. Neighbor, today, if you had to describe me, listen, to someone that did not know me, you would begin to tell, hopefully, all the good traits, neighbor, that I have. I probably wouldn't take but about 2 minutes. Listen, but you begin to describe the traits, the characteristics, the happiness, the joy, the blessings that's in my heart today. And neighbor, he said, blessed is the man. Listen, he said, a good man has not only been saved and his righteousness of Christ, but who allows the Lord, a neighbor, to lead and direct his steps and path. This is a blessed man. This is a happy man. Listen, he said, my people are a happy people. Amen. Listen, and here we see the traits of this man that he speaks about in the book of Psalms. He said, blessed is the man. Listen, that walketh not, listen, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Listen, number one today, listen, the first trait that we see, that us as fathers, us as daddies, us as grandparents, or us as a role model, and neighbor, ought to have today, that Psalms, listen, painted out for us, number one thing, that we see here, that he mentions, is his walk, amen. He mentions his walk, amen. The Bible said, blessed is the man. Look at Psalms, verse number one of chapter number one. Have one more time today. Listen, neighbor, I believe our characteristics, our traits, I want a pattern after these things. Listen, each one of us are leaving a legacy. We're leaving something behind. Listen, they used to sing a song when I was real little. Listen, and it went something like this. It said, what will I leave behind? Listen, after I leave for a world unknown and cross the borderline, a neighbor today, one thing that we will be remembered as a characteristic, it'll be our walk. Listen, it'll be our walk, our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ today. Notice what he says here. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not. Blessed is his walk. Blessed is the man that walketh not. in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Amen. Blessed is his walk, the blessed man. He does not keep company with the wrong company. I listen, neighbor, today, are the wrong people. I listen, have you ever heard that story? I listen, birds of a feather, they'll flock together. Amen. And so in other words today, we ought to watch who we walk in with. Amen. I listen, that's what he said. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, and nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. I listen. Amen. Listen today. Amen. He don't walk with them. He don't follow their advice. He don't follow their pattern. I listen. He don't follow after them. I listen. But a happy man, a blessed man, he walks at the admiration of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we ought to strive to do that every day that we can. Amen. Why? Because the Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in these ways. Blessed is the man. Lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice or plans or purpose. A blessed man walketh upright. The Bible said a blessed man walketh upright. And also says he eschews evil. Amen. He tries to avoid it. He goes in a different direction when it arises his head. Oh, today I desire to be a blessed man, to be a happy man. But I know all that goes according to the plan and the purpose of God's will for my life and your life in order to achieve the characteristics or the traits of a blessed man. Well, first of all, we see the walk. He said that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Amen. A blessed man walketh upright. And statutes of the Lord. You can tell a blessed man by his walk. You can tell a blessed man by his walk. Amen. You can just tell people how they live their life. You can tell when somebody is happy or not. You can tell. See, you see all these movie stars that's got millions and billions of dollars committing suicide. You know, people look at them and say, oh, I'd like to have that. I'd like to have it. Listen, if it's going to drive me to that, I don't want it. I don't want it. You know what my desire is? And the older I get, the more I'm leaning in that direction. I just want to have a blessed life. I just want to have a happy life. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. The older I get, it don't take a whole lot to make me happy. Amen. It really don't. You can tell a happy daddy by his walk. Amen. You can tell a person that's a happy man by his walk, by the way he walks and by the way he carries himself. And that's what he's saying here in the book of Psalms. As we open up the whole book of Psalms, he starts it all blessed. Blessed or happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. We can tell a blessed man, number one, by his walk. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. Amen. You know what I told somebody the other day? I was telling one of my cousins the other day. When we grew up, I guess we were what you call poor people. I didn't really know that until I was grown. Amen. But I guess we were poor. And we had some folks that lived on the same road that we live on that considered themselves rich. Through my eyes, they lived in the nicer house. They drove the better cars. We just had one. I asked my mama yesterday. Yesterday I had to stay with mama all day Saturday. I had to rotate it from Monday. And I took her. We went to the Crystal in Cedartown. I really wanted to buy her something special. I did. I got cheese on it. I told her, I said, Mama, you sit in the truck now and I'll be right back. I didn't realize it was going to take as long as it was, and I'd left the air conditioner running wide open. She'd come back, I'd come back, she was like a popsicle. I said, Mama, why didn't you cut the truck off? She said, I ain't touching nothing that's got a motor in it. That's what she said. But I said that to say this, and she's probably watching today. But I said that to say this. I said, Mama, how in the world did we survive nine kids, five boys, four girls, one automobile? One automobile. That's why we rode that yellow thing to school every day. One automobile. You know, we when my daddy passed away, there was some of our neighbors, Brother Allen, they came back, came up to the funeral home, and they told me something, Timmy, that shocked me. Because they were the ones, Wayne and I thought was the rich ones that lived in the big houses. They, you know, we'd be over here, Mama would be fixing us a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and they're over there saying, the steaks are ready, y'all come and eat, kids. Did you ever egg anybody's house? Well, never mind. But anyway, you know, they come up and they said, you know, said, growing up, we thought y'all was the richest people on the road. I said, really? They said, yeah. Said, man, your mama get to cooking them big old biscuits. Said that smell would come off. And man said, y'all kids go in there and y'all make it. And then that we made it look so good, we were starving to death. Man, we'd go in there and we'd eat. But you know what? The way we walked made them, we were so happy. We were so happy. Plus, Daddy said, on the outside, you better act happy. We were happy. Listen, you can tell happy people not by their bank account, not by the car they drive, not the house they live in. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in that direction, but his direction is in the law of the Lord. Blessed is the man that walketh like this. Just me and the Lord walking together. Boy, that brings happiness, don't it, Gladys? Amen. Happiness. Blessed. He said that happiness comes, number one, by the way we walk. We can tell it by the way we walk. And then number two today, we got to move on very quickly. Look at verse number two of this dad or this man. Hey, listen, that he's speaking to here in Psalms when he opens it up. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the seat of the scornful. Or listen, what? Put number one back up. Let me read it again. Blessed is man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But look at number two. But he said his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doeth he meditate day and night. You want me to tell you number two how to tell a blessed man? You can tell how to tell a happy man. Number one, you can tell by his walk. Then number two, he said, blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates therein day and night. Number one, you can tell by his walk. Number two, you can tell by his worship. You can tell by his worship. He said his delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditates on it. He thinks about it. When he gets up in the morning, Jesus is on his mind. When he goes to work in the evening, Jesus is on his mind. When he lays down to sleep, Jesus is on his mind. When he begins to eat a meal, Jesus is on his mind. He said, blessed is the man, happy is the man who worships like this. Who worships like this? Worship, expression of reverence. Say, blessed man, his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the law of the Lord. I'd rather feel a good dose of the Holy Ghost than anything this world's got to offer. Amen. I've been so high. Amen. As far as rides and things like this, I told Kason we stayed in that wilderness of the Smokies the other night, and we stayed in an indoor and outdoor water park. Used to, it didn't bother me, but now I like to stay low on the ground. I do. And I knew they had this gigantic water slide outside. And I knew you had to climb that thing outside. So I was trying to keep Kason from going outside. Amen. But we went up there and we began to walk that ladder all the way to the top. Man, I did it one time, I think. I came down that thing real fast, and that was good enough for me. Listen, I've been as high as far as I want to be. I've been to the ocean, and I've seen it as far as it would go. I've looked across the mountains, and I've seen the skies split the eastern skies. But I've never had nothing do for me like the worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I've never had anything that compares to the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God when it starts at the top of your head and it goes to the bottom of your feet. I like that song that says, I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Thank God you can tell a happy man, you can tell a blessed man by the way he worships. Worships. My fondest memories of growing up all center around the house of God. They really do. They center around the church house. He said, worship. Read verse number 2 one more time with me again. Blessed is the man. Number 1, you can tell a blessed man. You can tell a happy man by his walk. And you can tell by his worships. You can tell, listen, what you enjoy doing the most is what you worship. That's what I try to tell people. And God said he's not going to be number 2. He's not a spare tire. So you can tell a man by what he worships, by what he adores, what his desires of his heart is the most. Look at what he said in verse 1. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doeth he meditate day and night. Spending time with just me and the Lord, that brings a happy man. He said, blessed is the man that walketh. Number 2, blessed is the man that worships. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Do it, they meditate in it day in and day out. Then look at verse number 3. We see a blessed is the man, number 1, in his walk. We see it in his worship. Then I like number 3, and we're going to hurry. We're going to get to the baptizing. He says in Psalms 1, verse number 3, he said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He shall be like a tree that's planted. That's planted by the river. Number 1, we see blessed is the man with the way we walk, with the way we worship. Then number 3, we just see him in his ways. We can see him in his ways. You can tell. You can tell a person just by their ways. What a trait. What a trait. What a characteristic. For a dad, for a parent, for any man, woman, boy, and girl that are Christian, for somebody to say they're rooted. They're planted. Their roots run deep. They're not easily persuaded with every wind and doctrine that comes along. They're rooted in the word and the wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a trait. He said, a blessed man is rooted. Look at what the Bible says in Psalms 37 and verse number 23. He said, blessed is the man. Blessed is the man, number one, that walk, if not in the counsel of the ungodly. Number two, his worship, that delighteth in himself in the law of the Lord. And in this do he meditate day in and day out. Every day. Boy, I just love to talk to him, don't you? I just love to talk to him. Thank God, most of all, I like it when he talks back. Yeah, amen. Amen. Not with this ear, with this ear. That's right. He begins to talk to me. I hear him all the time, don't you? Yeah. Blessed is my happy man that walks. And then look at verse number 23. The Bible said, the steps of a good man. The steps of a good man. A blessed man. A happy man. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he what? And he delighteth in his ways. Oh, listen, to be a blessed man. To be a blessed man. To be a happy man. Number one, we can tell by your walk. We can tell by your worship. Most of all, we can tell by your ways. Amen. You ever heard this saying? Your actions speak louder than words. Amen. Your ways. He said, blessed is a man whose ways acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song this morning. We don't know your mind. We don't know your heart. But I wonder if the Holy Spirit of God is dealing with you. You may be here today and you've never been saved. You never experienced that happiness. That's what true happiness is having a real relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the good news today is you can have it. He said, come unto me, all you that's heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest. There's rest at Calvary. There's happiness at Calvary. There's joy at Calvary. There's blessedness at Calvary. Blessed is the man. We stand together this morning, Brother Robbie.